So first of all, we'd like to thank the generous sponsor that has sponsored tonight's shiur, Leilu Nishmat Rafael Ben Yekutiel, his neshama shereven aliyah, Bezrat Hashem. Also, please have in mind that the Divrei Torah that we're going to speak should be in the zechut for Refuah Shlema, Refuah HaNefesh, Refuah HaGuf, for Yosef Gidon Yaakov Ben Penina, as well as all other cholim and Am Yisrael, Bezrat Hashem. So, we're in Parashat Shoftim, deep into Sefer Devarim, towards the end of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And at the end of the parasha, the very, very end of the parasha tells us about this halacha of what's called Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, as the psukim say, I'll read it to you. Ki matzeh halal ba'adama, asher Hashem lokecha noten lecha, levishta, nofil basadeh lo nodav miyikau. If there was a dead body found in between two cities, and the murderer is unknown, ויצאו זקניך ושופטיך ומעדו את אל הערים שר סביבות החלל. The זקנים, the judges, would come out with a measuring tape, and they'd measure the distance between the dead body and each city. And it says, והיה העיר קרובה לחלל, and it would come out that the city that is closest to the dead body, they're responsible. לקחו זקני העיר ההיא עגלת בקר. So the elders, the zakenim, the tzaddikim of that city, would go and take a calf, asher lo badba, that never carried a load, never carried anything on its back, asher lo mashcha be'ol, and then ve'oridu ziknei ha'ir ahi et ha'egla el nachal etan, and the zakenim of that city would take the calf to the river, asher lo ye'aved bo. Not only the river, but by a river that you're not able, it's not fertile. The land over there is not fertile. You're not able to plant, it's not able to grow anything. And then they would kill the calf over there by the river. Baruch Ata Adonai, Elohim Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nihya Bidvaro. Thank you, Menachem Aaron. So, what's this about? What's going on over here? We bring a calf, egel. As Rashi tells us, there's specifications. You can't just bring any animal. You've got to bring a calf. It has to be, as Rashi says, 1 year old. Why 1 year old? 1 year old means it's not possible that it ever gave birth. Meaning, the point is, it's never given birth. Has no children. Not only that, never carried any loads and never worked a day in its life. Not only that, they take it to a land, meaning by the river, which contains a land that's not fertile, that you're not able to grow anything on that land. And then you kill the animal there. What's going on over here? Why such specifications? Why such detail? And in what way is this a kapara, an atonement for the death of that individual? So Rashi tells us, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, I believe the fourth pasuk over here in that paragraph, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Hashem, Tavo Egla Bat Shenata, let us bring this calf that is 1 year old, Shelo Asta Perot, that has not brought forth any fruits, meaning what? It's not had any children. V'Te'aref, and it should be killed, B'Makom She'eno Se Perot, let it be killed in a place that cannot bear any fruits, cannot produce, the river that's not able to grow anything. Lechaper, and it should be an atonement, al harigato shel ze, on the death of this individual, shelo hinichu la'asot perot, because they did not allow for this individual to produce in his life. What happens when you kill a person? Why is it so bad? Why is it such a bad thing? Stop, it's bad to kill a person. But what's behind it? Why is it such a horrible thing to do? Why is it such a horrible thing to do, whether the person is 1 day old or 100 years old? It's horrible to kill a person. Why? The answer is because you're stopping him from being productive. You're stopping him from being able to produce. You're stopping him from being able to bear fruits. And this world, bearing fruits means performing mitzvot. You're not allowing him to perform mitzvot. What's the purpose of man in this world? Pasuk says, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. Different ways to learn the pasuk. One of them is that a man, a human, is compared to an etz ha'sadeh, to a tree in the field. What's the purpose of a tree in the field? To bear fruits. And therefore, the purpose of man is also to bear fruits, is to be productive, is to do things, to be active, to make moves, i.e., performing mitzvot. Mitzvot are fruits. Every mitzvah you do, bearing another fruit. That's the purpose of man in this world. First mitzvah in the Torah was what? Pru urvu umilut aretz. Which means, have children. Why couldn't it just say, have children? I had to say it in a fancy way. Peru urvu. Peru means perot. Fruits. Fruits. Have children. Why have children? That's bearing fruits in this world. Why? Because now you're creating another opportunity for more mitzvot to be performed in this world. On one hand, you may think, wow, life is intense. Rabbi, I should really be thinking about this day in, day out, 24/7. I should really be thinking about performing and producing and acting. It's very intense. Very intense lifestyle to live. You get caught up with it. It's very intense. It's very difficult. Drive you crazy. You might say, listen, I need a break every now and then. I gotta take a chill to relax, to vent out a little bit. I need some outlets, some hobbies. I can't always be thinking about being productive. The answer is, it's not. It's not intense. It's actually a very comforting feeling. Every tiny little mitzvah that you do is another fruit. Think for a second. Who says you need to be learning a daf of Gemara every single moment of your life? Who says it has to be that? Every mitzvah, even if it's the smallest of mitzvot, another fruit, another fruit, another fruit. You wear tzitzit even for 1 second. Bam. Another fruit. Kippah. Another fruit. You make a bracha before you eat. Another fruit. One hirhur. One thought of doing something good, something positive. Even if it doesn't follow through. Another fruit. One moment of holding yourself back from doing an avera. Another fruit. Can't even comprehend how productive your life could be. Not in an intense way. Person has to always, constantly be making a cheshbon. Person has to always be auditing himself like an accountant. Audit yourself. Audit your life. Let me check through my life. Let me check my days, my hours, my weeks, my months, my years. What am I doing all day? What fruits have I created today? What fruits have I created this year? That's why this parasha is always before Rosh Hashanah. What are we supposed to be thinking about the weeks before Rosh Hashanah? It's a preparation, it's a hachana for Rosh Hashanah. It's the end of the year, we're all going to be judged. What should we be thinking about these last days, these final days before the Day of Judgment? Audit ourselves. Think through, what am I doing all day? How am I passing through my days, my hours? What have I accomplished? What am I doing? Am I bearing fruits, more fruits, more fruits, more fruits? Or are you going to chop down another tree and be unproductive and just waste your time? In a few weeks, we're going to read Parashat Kitavo. Kitavo starts talking about the mitzvah of Bikurim. What's a mitzvah of Bikurim? Kitavo is also another Hachanat Rosh Hashanah. What's the mitzvah of Bikurim? The first fruits that grow in your field, you put in a basket, you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beit HaMikdash. Say, Hashem, listen, this is what I have to show for myself. These are my fruits. We're all holding baskets. Says Or HaChaim HaKadosh, The mitzvah of Bikurim, guys, this is crazy. The mitzvah of Bikurim is a remez, it's a hint to every single Jew when he goes up to Shamayim after 120 and he brings a basket of fruits. Fruits are mitzvot, as we explained. After 120, you're going to be holding that basket. Hopefully it's going to be filled with fruits. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be saying, okay, let's see, what's in that basket? Is it filled with fruits? Or chas v'shalom, is it empty? Guys, nothing else matters up there. Nothing. Nothing else matters. The only thing that matters is that basket. It's the only thing that matters up there. They're going to ask you what's there. That's why on Rosh Hashanah, Day of Judgment, we put a lot of what on the table? A lot of fruits on the table. That's exactly why. Fruits, to remind you. Fruits, bear some more fruits. Be productive. Fill up that basket. Pasuk says, Bechol derachecha da'ehu. In all of your ways, you should come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It means that the only way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not necessarily through Torah learning, through tefillin, through Shabbat. Bechol derachecha da'ehu. Throughout your entire day, you can get to know Hashem, you could perform mitzvot. See a stranger, a Jew, you don't know who he is, looks a little out of place. You go over to him, you say hello. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? My name is so-and-so. What's your name? Bam, that's a fruit. Putting a smile on someone else's face. You give your aunt a phone call. Hey, listen, just want to call and say Chag Sameach, Shana Tova. I hope all is well. Boom, another fruit. Just like that. Easy. You speak to some people, you ask them, how's life? The first things that that come to mind are what? Their internship, their resume, their job, their exams, the new car that they bought, their sports team, what they're eating for dinner that night. Nonsense, 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 nonsense. None of those things are going to be filling up your baskets. Now, don't go home to your mommies and daddies and telling them, you know, mom and dad, this intense radical rabbi from YU is telling us that work is nonsense and everything is nonsense. I did not say that. Did not say that. What's taking over your life? If that's what's taking over your life, if that's what you're thinking about all day, wasting your time. Wasting your time. Everyone needs to work. You all need to be in college and get an education so that you can get a job, so that you can support your family, so that you can make a living and live comfortably. 1,000%. But what's taking over your life? Are you going to be that lawyer that comes back from the office at 4 a.m.? Oh, but it's okay because my firm pays for my Uber back, so it's all good. Taking over your life? It's not what's going to fill up your basket in Olam Haba. It's not going to happen. When I was a bunch of years ago, my oldest daughter, Rachel, she was around 2 years old, just started walking, about a year and a half, just started walking. I remember I was babysitting her one day, and I was sitting in the room with her in the playroom, and, you know, she was on one end of the room, and I was on the other end sitting down, and I said a motion to her, Rachel, come. And she stood up, and she took a few steps, she started walking, and then there were these electronic toys that, like motion sensor, that if you're like within a foot of that toy, it like starts lighting up and playing music. So you know, she stumbled and then got back up and kept on walking towards me. But every couple of steps she took, another toy lit up. And she stopped, lost her focus, and then got distracted by the toy. Until a couple of moments later, I caught her attention again, and she stood up and smiled and started walking towards me. And then again, another toy lit up and started playing music. I thought to myself, it's exactly how we all are in life. We have the goals in mind. We know what we want in life. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing at us all these distractions. These things are standing in our way. So are we going to take those distractions and let it take over our lives? Are we going to take those distractions, maybe pay attention for a couple of seconds, and then snap out of it and say, whoa, this is not what life is all about. These toys. I need to get up and refocus on what's important in life. On bearing fruits, on being productive. Being productive. So Rabbatai, I urge all of you. Urge all of you. Don't be intense. Don't be radical. Don't be fanatic. Be a normal person. But be a productive person. Be a person that the night before you go to bed, you should have the next day's schedule already set. Whether it means Torah learning, whether it means your classes, study time, set aside time for mitzvot. Set aside time to be productive, to produce more fruits, more and more and more fruits. And that's the pshat with the Egla Arufa, rounding it back to the beginning of the shiur. That's the whole purpose of taking the Egla Arufa, taking the calf. Dafka, taking a calf that's 1 year old, that could not bear any fruits yet, could not have any children yet. Taking it and slaughtering it by a river, by the land next to the river that's not fertile, cannot produce any fruits. All what? All to atone for the death of the individual that was stopped from being able to be more productive. To remind all that entire city, hey, chas v'shalom, to kill another person. Why? Because you're stopping him from being productive, from doing more mitzvot, from bearing more fruits, which is the purpose of mankind in life. It's our purpose in this world. Not to waste our lives away. To be productive and more productive and to be accomplishing. So I give us all bracha that we should make the most of our days, should make the most of our years, of our life. Make the most out of every second. Always be thinking about the next second. Ezu chacham, aroet anolad. A wise person is always thinking the next second. One time there's this very motivational speaker, his name is Tony Robbins. I highly encourage everyone to listen to him, to his talks. Very, very, very inspiring. He's not Jewish. I think he's religious Catholic, I believe. Very inspiring and very motivating. So he interviews, very famous. So he's interviewed a lot of celebrities and athletes in the past. So one time he interviewed Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time. Not that I know so much about hockey, but that much I know. And he asked Gretzky, he said, what separated you from all the other hockey players? What made you better? You weren't big. You weren't the biggest. You weren't the strongest. You weren't the fastest. You weren't the quickest. What made you the best? And Gretzky said to him something unbelievable. He said, while all the other players on the ice were skating, you know, it's ice skating, were skating towards where the puck was, I was skating to where the puck was going to be. And that's how I beat everyone to the puck. So chasing your goals means anticipating what's going to happen in the very next moment. Not focusing on this moment alone, but also anticipating what's going to happen next. Tomorrow, how can I plan tomorrow to make tomorrow a more productive day? Next week, this month, this year, what can I do to make this year a productive year? What can I do to bear more fruits? What can I do to fulfill my purpose in life? What can I do to make sure that my basket is going to be full by the end of the year in time for Rosh Hashanah? It's going to be full after 120 years in time for when I reach Shamayim, Bezat Hashem. Bezat Hashem, I wish you all Shana Tova, Ktiva Chatima Tova. Bezat Hashem, we should all be Zoche to have our baskets filled with fresh, beautiful, delicious, good-looking fruits. Bezat Hashem, in time for the end of the year. Thank you so much, everyone.